Test 72, Section 3, Question 1. This one says, which of the following, if true, would most help to reconcile the dentist's apparently paradoxical recommendations? So what's going to resolve the discrepancy here? The dentist says, I recommend brushing one's teeth after every meal to remove sugars that facilitate the growth of certain bacteria. So brush your teeth after each meal. These bacteria produce acid that dissolves minerals in tooth, resulting in cavities. Okay, so they produce acid. And when brushing is not practical, I recommend chewing gum, even gum that contains sugar, to prevent the formation of cavities. Okay, so basically the idea here is that we're trying to brush to remove the sugars that facilitate growth of bacteria. But it's saying when you can't brush, you should chew gum, even gum with sugar, to prevent formation of cavities. So we need to know why. The weird thing isn't the brushing. The weird thing is the chewing gum, even when it's not sugar-free. So, A, piece of chewing gum that contains sugar contains far less sugar than does an average meal. Well, but that still doesn't say why that would take the, why that would remove it. So, because you're still just adding another source of sugar. So that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Tooth decay can be stopped and reversed if it's caught before a cavity developed. Well, that's great. Go to the dentist. It's a good idea. Chewing gum stimulates production of saliva, which reduces acidity in the mouth and helps remineralize tooth enamel. Oh, that could help us because that's giving a reason why we would chew gum, because it will reduce acidity, and it's the acid that dissolves minerals in tooth enamel. So C could do it. Sugars can be on teeth for as long as 24 hours before the damaging bacteria they facilitate begin to proliferate. Well, if anything, that says, well, you could just brush every night and you'll probably be fine. Then chewing gum exercises and relaxes the jaw muscles and so contributes to the overall health of the oral tract. The problem here is that the other fact is recommends chewing gum to prevent the formation of cavities. And so the idea that it helps the rest of the health of the overall oral tract isn't really that relevant to resolving the discrepancy here. And so in this case, answer choice C is clearly the best one.